All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM, and we are so happy to feature local nonprofits and groups doing good in our community. Thanks to Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner once a week for us on the radio station. Caroline's here, and go ahead and introduce our guest this morning.
Thanks, Tyler. Today we have Carrie Reynolds, who's going to be talking about the No Square Theater and what's happening with them. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, the big deal is Lagunatics. It opens Martin Luther King weekend, and we have seven shows, and we were delayed last fall when we always have Lagunatics. It's the 21st year. So we have been repositioning the show and getting it off the ground to start next weekend.
For the listeners who just have moved to Laguna Beach, will you talk about what the Lagunatics are?
So Lagunatics is a musical parody about all the headlines of Laguna. And if you live in this town, you have to see the show because it's a laugh along, making fun of our traffic, our parking, our tree ordinances, our lighting ordinances, our beach ordinances, our trash ordinances. We have songs this year about our winning the Water Wise competition. That's just hilarious. And I'm a dancing goat because for 21 years there's been a dancing set of goats in every number in homage to our goats. So we're in the 21st year of a musical parody of making fun of our town that we love so much.
So where does the money go that you raise for Lagunatics?
So Lagunatics, a lot of years, just breaks even with ticket sales. So, but if it does make money, the money goes to community theater. So Lagunatics is part of No Square Theater, who's housed in Legion Hall. We have about seven productions a year, musicals. They have Laguna Tots, which is the little kids' version. Anyone can come try out for that and audition. So there's seven total, and that money goes to props and music directors, and we have some fabulous choreographers that come down from L.A. for some of these shows, so it's great.
So if people want to get involved in Lagunatics, tell them again how they can get involved.
Lagunatics, you can get involved by coming to watch. It's hard to get in the show. I can't seem to get out of it. but the other shows are all by audition. So Lagunatics, come and watch. And there are times when casting gets opened up, but not very often.
Does the No Square Theater have training and lessons for people that want to learn how to act?
I think that's really what some of the early productions for the younger kids are, like Laguna Tots. These kids for the first time are on stage, and it's adorable, and they're singing, you know, about the sports swap, and they're singing about the ski week, and they're making fun of their parents, you know, hovering over them. So for the first time they're on stage, they don't have to be actors or actresses. They're just amazing kids getting on stage and having fun.
Yeah, that's super fun for them. So give us your information on where people can get tickets for the Lagunatics performance.
NoSquare.org. Go on the website and you click buy tickets, and it starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And listeners, you can help the No Square Theater and Lagunatics maybe raise some money this year by calling right now and donating to KX93.5, who's also just wrapping up their membership drive. And if you become a member, portion of your membership will go directly to No Square Theater. Thank you, Carrie. It's so great to see you.
Thank you. See you at the show.
Awesome. This is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, have a giving day.